Is it going? Here we go. We're going. We are on. Good evening. What's the date today? Anybody know?
Six.
It's July 7th. We're here with Dallas. Wonderful Dallas. Oh, it's July 6th. The topic this month is, don't tell me. We're of this body, but not of this planet or something like that. How's it go?
Good Lord.
We are
in this world,
I'm
but not of it.
There you
in
go.
This world, but not
I knew you'd remember. There we go.
Good evening.
Good evening.
It's always so nice to see gods and goddesses in one room. I hope that that is finally sinking into you, that you're not offended when I call you a god or a goddess. That nothing goes on in your mind to negate that in any way, shape, or form. Because it is the truth of your being. You are one with the universe itself. You're one with everything that's going on. And you have a creative power. And you use that creative power to bring into your life what you want. And the way we use our creative power is to get rid of all the nonsense that we have been thinking for years and years and years, especially things that we've been thinking about ourselves. So if you start out with the premise that you're a god, and then you go on to know that you have power, you have creativity, then you can use that in your life. And we use that with our thinking, The word always has power. Whether it is audible or silent, the word has power. What does that mean? When you're thinking, that's silent, but it's still going someplace and doing something. Because we have a saying in this teaching, what you think about, you bring about. So it's your thinking that is always counting. And it's the thinking that you're thinking about yourself. Yes, sir. So give up anything to the contrary that you are a god or goddess. If your mind starts to tell you anything, well, it can't be so because I was born in the wrong state. I was born through the wrong parents. I don't have money. I don't, whatever. All those excuses, all that stuff that your mind can throw up with you is not true. The truth is, you are a creator. And you can create the life that you want right here and right now by starting to tell yourself that. Tonight's topic is, and you've heard it all your life from the master teacher, or one of the master teachers, Jesus said, I am in this world, but I am not of this world. And that's what we're going to discuss. We can be in this world, but we don't have to be trapped by all the things that are out there. Because the world is always screaming for your attention. And it's going to continue to scream. You just have to let it go. Let it go. Earlier tonight we were talking about when I was young and the rest of us were young. We smoked cigarettes. I just smoked and smoked. Now we know better. At that time, we were in the world. We were doing what the world told us. Please, everyone, smoke a pack of cigarettes a day. And we got bombarded with all kinds of commercials and beautiful people and women and so forth. I don't know if you remember that years ago on television in the 40s and 50s, cigarette advertisements were done by doctors. All cigarette advertisements done by doctors. Doctors sitting at the desk saying, please, smoke cigarettes. My mother went to the doctor because she thought she was nervous and so forth, and he said, smoke. So she started to smoke. My mother was obsessive about everything, so she smoked constantly. She could have two cigarettes going at once. My mother died of lung cancer. But she would not give up cigarettes because the doctor said, go ahead and smoke, it'll calm your nerves down. That was from a doctor. Things have changed, and we have to look at that kind of thing. Everything is going to change as we get more information and so forth. Very rarely do things change if you are just in this world. Without, you know, if you let the world dictate how you're going to live and how you're going to feel and everything, then the world has taken over your life. It's taking over everything. I see big advertisements for Coca-Cola. It says Coca-Cola is happiness. I think Coca-Cola tastes good and all, but does it bring you happiness? Absolutely not. All the things that you're looking for in life, happiness, contentment, fulfillment, love, whatever it is, security, is within you. It's within you. So you can be in this world, but not of this world. The world teaches nothing but fear. It teaches you that your money is going to run out in your lifetime. That you're going to outlive your money. You see, you don't want that. I'm not going to outlive my money if I die tomorrow. If I live past that, I'll probably outlive my money. But that stuff doesn't bother me. It doesn't bother me. It's what the world, everything in this world is a game. Everything in this world is made up. We make up games to go through this world. Where do you think the idea of money and all came from?
Monopoly.
Yes. It's a game. All money, it's the money game. It's this game, that game. The world sets all this stuff up for you. But we want to talk about other things. We want to be in this world, but not of this world. You see? Susan's son is into goal-oriented stuff. You know, and that's a wonderful thing. But that's of the world. See, the world teaches you that you have to be, have some kind of a goal in front of you. You have to make money. You have to do this. You have to do that. How about just sitting and being? How about sitting and taming your mind, learning how to use your mind? So when we use this expression of Jesus that said, I am in this world, but not of this world. So that's over 2,000 years ago, this man figured it out. And he did not allow the world to get to him. In his consciousness, he had raised his consciousness to a different plane. And when you raise your consciousness, you're no longer in this world, you see. And that's what we want to do. We want to be in the world, but not of the world. We don't want the world influencing us. And the biggest influence in this world, today, of course, is Madison Avenue. Because Madison Avenue wants to sell you everything that comes down the pike. And it wants to tell you this is good for you, and this isn't. Buy this, and do that. And everyone falls on the bandwagon. Now, I remember when those big, immense SUVs, or whatever they're called, came out. They became so popular because everyone wanted them, especially the yuppies. And they became popular. You see? People just jump on the bandwagon. They let the world tell them how to live, what to do, what to buy. You must have the latest of this, that, and the other thing. But what did they ever tell you about controlling your mind, controlling your emotions, learning to get rid of what I call the nits and fleas in life? You do not have to have them. You can find fulfillment and contentment, but only in your own mind. The world does not teach peace. The world does not teach security of any type. I watched a program for the 4th of July about war. And I think we're 300 and some years old, this country. And we've been at war for 298 years. We've always been in the war. That many days we've been in war with it somewhere. One of the largest budget items in the government is the military. It's the military, because we always think we have to have a large military. We think all that, and we think that's where our security is going to come from, this, that, and the other thing. That the military is a game, and I'm not putting them down. Perhaps they are necessary. I'm treating that they're not necessary, and that I will never be, as long as I'm on this plane of action, there won't be a conflict on this planet, on this continent, I should say, where I live. But it's amazing that those people that are always in war, and including this country, that's all influenced by outside forces. And that's what it means when you say, in this world, when you're in this world, the influences come from everywhere. Somebody always wants something. They want you to think this way. They want you to think that way. You must learn to think for yourself. Learn to be here in this world, but don't be of this world. You do not have to have the prejudices and so forth that are out there. Our United States, of course, has changed. Also at dinner tonight, Rose said, because she's Jewish, she cannot join the country club. Which they may be, you know, maybe it's changed now. We did the same thing with the blacks and so forth. But we were influenced by what? Outside forces and other people, you see. And we just go, jump on these bandwagons, and we say everyone else is doing it, so we're going to do it also. Everyone else hates the blacks and hates the Jews and hates the homosexuals and hates it. So why don't we just hate everybody? You see? You don't want to be of the world. You can have a wonderful life right here, right now, without all those influences and all those stereotypes and all the stuff that goes on there. In August, I go to the land of Nod. In the land of Nod, those people are repeating everything that their family did. They do not know that there's a different way to go through life. They are of the world. And they do not know it. They do not know it. Today I understand or saw that the Pope, it's in South America, I think Venezuela, millions showed up to see him. I happen to like this Pope. Do I like the Catholic Church? Sometimes yes, sometimes no. So here is a Catholic Church that is founded on the principles of Christianity, which come from this man called Jesus. Most of the stuff in the Christian church does not come from Jesus. It comes from a man by the name of Paul. They think that they're doing the right thing. You see, they're not only in the world, they're of the world. And you do not want to be of the world. You want to be able to think past that. I think it's wonderful that those people are so loyal, who don't have poverty. It's so rampant. I think it's like 45% poverty in the countries that the Pope is going to visit now. There are three countries. And those people do not realize what's going on with them. Because I think the Pope knows. I think this Pope is very nice, and I think he's going to do a lot of stuff. But it's not going to work continually. Because they are of the world. They are listening to that stuff, and they think that all that stuff is real. They are completely doctrinated into the idea that there's heaven and hell. No such places. Purgatory, I think they still have. The Catholic Church. They used to have a place called Limbo. They got rid of Limbo. Now, what happened to all the people that were sent to Limbo? Limbo no longer exists. So what did they do to those people? I have no idea. I have no idea what's going on with them. It's nice to see all that stuff, and I'm very impressed with the Pope, and I'm very impressed that 1 million people went to see him.
Who was
that? Oh, I have not. Venezuela. There's... You have to be able to see what the world is doing to you, what the world is dictating, what the world says is right and isn't right. And then you have to be able to use your own mind and judge for yourself what the world is all about. Years ago, in the 1800s, I'm sure, a woman could not show an ankle. It was absolutely the worst, you know, to show any type of skin whatsoever. Now, we see things differently. What I'm trying to say, and I'm always trying to say, is we are puppets of our conditioning. So, what is the world conditioning you? What is it telling you that you think is real? It's never telling you the truth, you know. It's telling you an out-and-out lie all the time. But it's so glittery. They make it so beautiful that you think, oh, that must be true. That must be the way it is. It's not that way. Be in this world, but don't be of this world. Be of what? Spirit. Be of spirit. And see yourself as what you really are. A god or a goddess. And then use that to better your life and to better other people's lives. You see? We're all here in the same situation in the same soup as everything else. But if you want to be of this world and think that all that stuff that's going on, if you sit down and just take the clicker and go through the stations and see what's out there, it's amazing. You say, do you want to watch the Kardashians? Do you want to watch Bruce Jenner now show us all how to be a woman? You know, I mean, those are nice things, and I'm not putting them down, but I'm telling you to look at them differently. You see, they're not of the world. They're in the world. All that stuff. And we think, oh, we've grown so with this, that, and the other thing. I think I could live my whole life without knowing that the Kardashians existed. You see? I could do that. And everyone could do that. And we're impressed, I guess, by the money. I don't know how much Kardashians made, but that Bruce Jenner made $75 million for the Vanity Fair issue. $75 million. Now he's going to do 8 weeks, I think it's 8 weeks, on television, showing us. I'm not going to watch it. I don't care. And I'm not putting him down. I don't care if anyone wants to decide to become a different sex or whatever they want. It's all right with me. Doesn't bother me. But you have to know the difference. You see, what took that and what made it in the... They become carried away. They think that they're, you know, the world to them is completely different. The world to me is wonderful and marvelous. And probably to them too, because, you know, they have so much money that they can buy themselves in and out of anything they want. But that's not what this life is all about. Money is wonderful. Please, I wish everyone money, money, money. I think everyone should be rich. Which reminds me, I don't know how many people have ever read Emerson. Ralph Waldo Emerson. He said, man was born to be rich, or inevitably grows rich by the use of his faculties, by the use of your thinking, by the use of your mind. You see, and you have to remember that. And we get so stuck in what the world wants from us. Years ago, you went out and you got a job and you stayed with that job 40 years, you retired with a pension. Now, you stayed at that job for 40 years, that must have been sheer boredom, but you stayed because of the money. You see, you stayed because of the money. And the security and everything. But there's no security in any of that. If you don't know who you are, where money's not going to give you that sense of who you are. It may give you a sense of power. It may give you a sense of whatever. But you have to know who you are. You have to be in this world, but not of this world. Look at the world around you and do that. You know, all that stuff on television is like an old carnival that you used to go to. All those, you know, freak shows that they had at carnivals, at tents. And you used to, I remember as a kid going to them, they were fun. There was one called Donna Tanga the Monkey Girl. You went in this room and they, in this tent, they pulled out somebody that was supposed to be half monkey and half human. You know, now where they get that is beyond me. But that's what the world, when you look at the world, you have to see, what show are they telling me? You see, what carnival is this? What freak show am I watching? You see? The world is very, very convincing. I've said that so many times that I've come to believe it. No, it's absolutely true. The world wants to convince you to do things. You do not have to do things. And you do not have to play any of the games that the world has set up. Now, it's nice to know what those games are, like the money game. It's very good to learn the money game so you know how to use money, you see. But you must remember that that's the world, and you can be in this world, but you do not have to be of this world. And with the money game, so many people think that they have to do that. You can go through life without it, and you can go through life very well without it. There's a different way to go through life, people. The world tells you there's only one way to do it. Only one way. Their way. But there's absolutely a different way to go through life. Learn a different way to go through life so that you're not caught up with all that. If you join that group and are caught up with all that, then you have to do everything that they're doing. You have to be just like them. You have to live in a ticky-tacky house and have 2.5 children. I never know how they get that half child in there, but they always say you have to have 2.5 children. Some statistic of some sort that they come up with. But that is being the world. That's the world. That does not have to be you. You do not have to be influenced by anything that's going on around you. And people get influenced. As soon as a new vehicle comes out, like the SUV, everyone rushes out to buy one because we have to be just like the neighbors, and we have to do this and that. They tell us that this is the latest thing and the newest thing and all. Now, there is nothing wrong with that. Please, if you have the money, go do all that stuff. And if it pleases you, go do all that stuff. But know that life is much more than all those things. Life is so much more than all those things. Those things happen to make life better. But you can have just as much fun and just as much life without them. You see. A hunk of metal has no intrinsic value in it to do anything for you. You know, so many people think they are their car. I have to have I'm so important, I have to drive a very expensive car and all that. There's nothing wrong, I happen to like expensive cars. But I know that they don't add anything to me. They add nothing to me. I want my mind to be at peace. I want to be able to say to myself, I'm completely content, I'm completely happy, I'm completely secure in the life that I am leading. This is what it's all about. But the world tells you that you have to have this, this, and this, and this to be happy. That's not true. You need a peaceful mind. You need a mind that knows that it can create something. And then you go out and you create what you want. Go out and create what you want. You see, we know in this teaching that if you hold anything in mind long enough, it has to come to fruition. It has to. Some people can do it instantly. Some people take a little longer to do, and some people can never do it because they cannot keep their mind stayed on it. Remember? Do you remember when I was in the Baptist church before they asked me to leave? They used to have a wonderful sign. It was at the back door that's going out of the church, and it said, "He whose mind is stayed on thee." He whose mind is stayed on thee will have perfect peace. You have to keep your mind stayed, not only on what you want, but on the idea that you are a creator, you are a God, and that there is something wonderful going on in this wonderful universe that we live in. That we're connected somehow to all the things in the universe, we have to know that we're connected to them. This is what it's all about. So that you can be in the world, but not of the world. That you can see past this world that we're in. And see past all the difficulties, all the things. Everything passes away, people. Everything in your life today is there to pass away. You can hold it, maybe, for a long time, but it will eventually pass away. Same way the pyramids will eventually pass away. It's taking a long time, I realize that, but they will eventually pass away. So when you think you have a problem and so forth, just say to yourself, this will pass away. This will go out. You see? And why does it go out? Because you no longer focus on it. You no longer breathe life into it. You see, all the troubles that we have, all these difficulties and stuff that we think we have, is because we're breathing life into them all the time. We're talking, we're complaining, we're doing this, we're doing that. That only keeps it here. And you want it to go out. You want it to get out of your life? Don't discuss it. Don't give it any power whatsoever. And don't breathe life into it. Because you're a creator. And if you start to breathe life into something, it will come alive. It will come alive. Your problems, your troubles will come alive. Don't do that to yourself. You see? We know we're creators, but we're always creating in the negative instead of in the positive. How many times do you say to yourself, oh, I knew that would happen. Oh, I knew that would happen. Yes. You're powerful, but you don't take it. You don't take credit for it because it's usually something negative. So why don't you decide to do things in a positive way and do only positive things and see only positive things? And when the other negative stuff comes in, don't even bother to notice it. Know that if you do not notice it, it has to go out of your life. And it will go out of your life. This is the power of mind. This is the power of being that we're talking about. And you can do it. And I know you can do it because I know I can do it. And if I can do it, you can do it. Because one of the other most amazing things about this thing that we call God is what God has done for others, God can do for you. God does not show favorites. Does not show favorites. That's why in the Bible we have the expression, it rains on the just and it rains on the unjust. That's what that means. God just rains down on everything the same. Does that make sense? Yes. It rains on the just and it rains on the unjust. Everyone's the same. And then here again, I don't know what your mind does. My mind still has difficulty when I use the word God. Sometimes I see a figure. God is not a figure. God is not a man. God is anthropomorphic. You see? God has no arms, legs, or anything. So God must be a feeling. God must be a spirit. God must be intelligent, wisdom. That I can grasp in my mind. But here again, we were taught that God is a superhuman being somewhere. If you still have that idea, sometimes it hits me. I have to sit down and get rid of it and realize, no, this thing called God Could be just life itself, could be a vibration, could be anything, but I know that I am part of it. And I'm delighted that I am part of it. And I say to myself, there must be intelligence out there in the world, in the universe, that is doing all this. I ate a raspberry the other day. And I said to myself, now who can think up a raspberry? Can think of the taste of a raspberry? Can you do that? Do you think you, if raspberries didn't exist, do you think you could invent a raspberry? No, I don't think so. It has to come from something bigger than we are. And I just think it's wonderful. I love raspberries. I love all this stuff that's out there in the world. And I know I'm part of it. But I know I did not create a raspberry. Something bigger than I am created a raspberry. And that thing that's bigger than I am must absolutely adore me, must absolutely love me to give me a raspberry. Not only the beautiful raspberry itself and the way it's made and the color, the taste completely. Who does that? So the universe has to be out there giving us stuff all the time. We just have to notice it. We have to see it, you see? And that's how you start this whole process. If you want to get into metaphysics or get into spirituality, whatever you want to call this, you have to come up with a sense that there's something bigger going on. And whatever that bigger thing is, it absolutely adores me. Otherwise, it wouldn't come up with things like raspberries. You see? We can't think of all that stuff. There's no way. All the most intelligent people in the world have no idea of the things that go on inside of us. There isn't a doctor alive that can tell you how you can eat a carrot and it becomes a fingernail. See? Should be a carrot, shouldn't it? We should have carrots growing out of our hand. I think that's wonderful. That's an absolute mystery that we can eat something. It transforms itself, nourishes us, and makes skin and fingernails and hair, and it does all that stuff for us. See? In the world, not of the world. If you're in the world, you're going to say what? Head and Shoulders made my hair, you know? No. Head and Shoulders had nothing to do with it. But people who are in the world, and only in the world, think that all those products are what has made them. This thing that we call the universe, this thing that we call God, that's doing this. And doing a very good job, I think. I have absolutely no complaints, you know. People ask me about affirmations, by the way. That's the most powerful affirmation that you can say. I have no complaints. I try to have no complaints whatsoever. When I start to feel myself complain, I stop it. I stop it immediately. I think I told you this once before, and I'll tell it again. Remember the beautiful, wonderful Elizabeth Taylor. Very seldom did you find her on in scandal sheets. Everyone loved Elizabeth Taylor. They didn't say one bad word about Elizabeth. You could, after eight marriages, you could have come up with something. Why did they not say anything bad about Elizabeth Taylor? Because, yes, and because her motto was, never complain and never explain. And she never complained and she never explained anything she did. Just saying. This is what we want to do. We want to be. No complaints whatsoever. How can we complain living on this wonderful planet? How can we complain when we have raspberries out there to eat? You see, there's wonderful things out there. You have to see them. And you have to find that stuff for yourself. Now, you may call that simple abundance or simple living and so forth, but I'd much rather get excited over all the fruits and vegetables that are on this planet than the rest of the stuff that's on the planet. The plants and the trees and so forth, I think they're absolutely gorgeous. Who else could come up with all that stuff? The varieties that we have. The universe is doing something that we cannot do. So, be in the world, but don't be of the world. Don't let the world get to you. The world is convincing. It wants to convince you that this is so and that so. The world is always trying to convince me that there's a robbery takes place every 16 seconds. Every 16 seconds. I stand around looking and waiting. I don't see it happening. I don't see it. Perhaps it does. But it doesn't happen in my world. It does not happen in my universe. Because I am in the world. I am not of the world. I do not believe that people are bad. I do not believe somebody's robbing somebody every 16 seconds. That is not the universe that I want to live in. It's not the world I want to live in. And I don't want to be of that type of world. I don't want to be of that type of world. I want to see people as wonderful. I want to see people successful. I want to see people happy, loving, kind. All that I want to see in my world. And we can see it. We can all do it. But we have to give up the idea that the world that's out there that we see constantly, with all the campaigns and the ads, and it's all propaganda. It's all propaganda. Don't buy into it. Be in this world, but do not be of this world. And it's wonderful. And so are you, and so am I. And there ends the lesson. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.